Dear friends, join the Irish province of the Institute of Christ the King Sovereign Priest from the 11th of March to the 19th for the Novena to Saint Joseph. We pray for families, we pray for priestly vocations, we pray for fathers, and especially during these difficult times, we pray for Holy Mother Church. And we also pray for the success of the restoration of the Church of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Please donate at this GoFundMe link. Thank you for your generosity. Day 9, the final day of the Novena, St. Joseph's Holy Death. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. What can be more precious, more holy, and more to be desired than a happy death? It is precious, writes Saint Bernard, as the end of labors, the consummation of victory, the gate of life. A happy death puts an end to pain and woe in this valley of tears. It ends the uncertainty of salvation, the fear of offending God by falling into mortal sin. For until we have drawn the last breath in peace with God, we can never be sure of being saved. Happy the death of Saint Joseph, who died in the arms of Jesus and Mary. Let us enter into the house of Nazareth and contemplate Saint Joseph on his deathbed. Jesus, holding the hands of his beloved father, fills him with divine grace, and Joseph breathes his last sigh and dies. We can imagine Saint Joseph saying, "Son, into thy hands I commend my spirit." To reward Saint Joseph for having saved his life from the cruelty of Herod, our blessed Lord conferred upon him the special favor and privilege to obtain a holy and happy death for all who during life, and especially at death, invoke his aid. Death is both a punishment and a deliverance. Man was not created to die. Death is the consequence of sin. Created for immortality, Adam was destined to pass from the Garden of Eden to the beatific vision. But with sin, death, which was its punishment, came into the world. Our first parents only fully understood this punishment at the death of Abel, murdered by their firstborn. Imagine their horror seeing for the first time the consequence of death on the body. Man was not created to die. When that dreadful moment of separation comes, there is a final struggle between the body and soul. The agony of death is the revolt of nature at the approaching dissolution of the body. The devil will surely be there to tempt us at the terrible moment in order to procure a final consent to sin mortally. Our Lord, the firstborn among the dead, has given Joseph to be the patron of our death. As we approach Easter, let us remember that we have been delivered from eternal death, and only a happy death will deliver us into eternal life. Resolutions. I will ask Saint Joseph to obtain for me the grace of final perseverance, that is, to be in grace at the moment of my death, and to die in friendship with God. I will learn to die to myself and increase my love for Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. O Mary, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I give my heart and soul. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, assist me in my last agony. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, may I breathe forth my soul in peace with you. And I live now, not I, but Christ liveth in me. Amen.
Concluding prayer to Saint Joseph by Saint Francis de Sales. Glorious Saint Joseph, spouse of Mary, grant us, we beseech thee, thy paternal protection through the heart of Jesus Christ. O thou whose infinite power reaches out to all our needs, rendering possible for us that which is impossible, look upon the concerns of thy children with fatherly countenance. In the troubles and sorrows that afflict us, we have confident recourse to thee. Deign to take under thy loving protection this important and difficult endeavor, the cause of our worries and dispose its success to the glory of God and to the benefit of his faithful servants. Amen. Go to Joseph.
Congratulations to all of you who have persevered to the very end. Here is a bonus tour of our church. You can see the tower, and the facade is currently being blocked by the scaffoldings. They're doing pointing. About 80 stones have been replaced, stones who have been damaged over the years. You can see that this church is situated on Antrim Road, a very prominent and busy road in Belfast. This church, former Presbyterian church, was built in 1885. You see some of the details there. So we walk, right now in the church. You see that there are two entryway to go up to the balcony. There are many things in the church right now. It's quite busy. You can see the pews being stacked upon each other. They're doing staining on the wooden floor. You can see there, over there, Kenilabach, the provincial of Ireland, and Kenanhapel, the prior of the church. There you have the beautiful woodwork on the balcony, and the pews are very beautiful as well. They're currently discussing with the foreman of what the updates of the restoration. And here we are in the sanctuary. You can see the steps leading up to the new altar, which is currently being fabricated in France. And there you have the balcony, very typical of a Presbyterian church. It has been reduced significantly by a quarter in order to give more visibility to the sanctuary, to have a good division between the nave and the sanctuary dedicated to the liturgy. And before we leave, I just want to show you some of the beautiful stained glass windows. This one depicts the Good Samaritan. And so there you go, a little tour of the church. We thank you for your generosity. And if you have not donated, please consider doing so. Any amount is greatly appreciated.
Go to Joseph. Please help us restore the Church of the Immaculate Heart of Mary in Belfast. Please donate at this GoFundMe link. Thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you.